Probably.
Okay, in the 80s, do you remember martial law at all?
Yes. I always did.
Can you give me a description of what people in the Philippines believed it was?
Well, people in the Philippines, during the martial law, they're afraid to say anything bad about the government. And they didn't want to join any rallies or do anything that would harm them or their families, because there were a lot of instances where people would hear of whole families just disappearing, or if somebody said something, or they were being very activists, or if they were trying to do anything against the government, that they would either be exiled or they would just disappear, because during martial law, if they had any inkling that you were against the government, that people were afraid that somebody would find out, somebody would say something to somebody, and one thing would lead to another, and you would be not heard of anymore.
Do you remember, did you have any friends or people that you knew that had disappeared?
No, but there was always something in the news that said something about that, but because it was martial law, there was a lot of, what do you call, what is this word I'm looking for? It was being monitored. Everything was being monitored. And you couldn't actually say things on the radio that were against the government either.
When the people had ousted Marcos, mm, and martial law ended, what was your reaction? Did you?
I felt relieved, but also I felt scared, because we didn't know where the government was going, because we had martial law for such a long time, and there was one person that was actually in power for a long period of time, and nobody knew anything else, because that was the main political power in the Philippines for many, many years, I think over 20 years. So when he was ousted, nobody knew where the Philippines was going, if it was going to be run by people that knew what they were doing, or would be run by corrupt people again, or what.